Chair, there's currently six members online. It's yourself, Ms. Abraham, Ms. Morolong, Nkomo, Mr. Vessels, and then Dr. George.
Okay. Let's start. You know, running business from home, we have turned our rooms into offices. We don't have staff here. We are taking long to adjust to the new, what do they call it? They call it the new normal. Be that as it may, we have to adapt. Welcome, honorable members, to the Standing Committee Finance to deal with the deliberations on the Financial Sector Laws Amendment Bill B15, B20. Also welcome Treasury and stakeholders if they are in attendance. I see we also have people from Reserve Bank. I'm not sure if we also have stakeholders who made submissions during public hearings. If they are there in the platform, they are also welcome. And welcome the staff of Parliament, the support team. The meeting is officially open. Do we have apologies and roll call and apologies. Do we have apologies, Alan Tebuha?
Apology from Mr. Kwankwa.
Okay, like a standing apology. We have been at him in our meetings for a long time. Let's move to item three, deliberations on the proposed amendments to the Financial Sector Laws Amendment Bill, B15-2020. Can you put the report on the screen, Alan, so that we can go through it? Okay, there's the report. I don't think we have to go through the introduction, the background, submissions, and whole range of other things. That serves, of course, to explain the background, the content of the bill, and the processes that the bill has gone through. I think we should go right away to subheading five, committee observations. Okay. There we are. The first one, 5.1. The committee notes that this bill is historic in nature as it introduces the Deposit Insurance Fund and the Corporation for Deposit Insurance, which will administer the fund in South Africa. The committee believes that this scheme is long overdue and will eliminate reliance on public funds to bail out failing banks and non-bank SIFs. It will also provide the much needed protection for depositors. The committee wants that the presence of this fund should not cause banks to operate recklessly simply because there is this insurance. There you are. Are there members who want to make comments or ask clarity, seeking questions to Treasury so that they can clarify? I see there's Dr. George raising hand. Over to you, Dr. George.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. I just wanted to raise, so I don't know if it belongs in that paragraph, but the issue of the effective oversight of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance and the Deposit Insurance Fund. Now, obviously, I mean, we support the fact that, you know, this is a good, this is a step in the right direction in terms of protection. I think also somewhere needs to be noted that there needs to be effective oversight over the Corporation for Deposit Insurance and the Deposit Insurance Fund. I know that is obvious, but I think that needs to be noted.
Okay. I think I understand what you're raising, Dr. George, and I don't think there's a problem. There should always be checks and balance and whatever those banks are doing. Okay. Are there other members who want to raise other issues on 5.1? If not, let's move to 5.2. The committee notes that this bill aims to cure a number of legal gaps in the protection of depositors of banks and financial stability in the country. The legal gaps or shortcomings when banks fail have been that the Banks Act, the Companies Act, and the Insolvency Act were inadequate in protecting the customers or depositors of banks. Any comment on the 5.2? I see Dr. George is still raising his hand.
It was a former hand, Chairperson.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. If we agree to the clause, we can move to...
Are we... Okay. Chair, are we correct to say it chose? Or maybe there is... a better verb that we can use there to maybe correct. But if chose, if fellow members think chose seems to be correct in that instance, then I'm okay with that. But sorry. It says the committee notes that this bill aims to show
the number
of legal gaps. And if it says gaps, then it means we fill the gaps. The committee notes that this bill aims to fill a number of legal gaps in the protection of depositors of banks and financial stability in the country.
Okay.
I agree, Chair. I think a fills or throws is appropriate because we are talking about caps.
Okay. No. Thanks very much for the grammar because one word can change the meaning.
Yes, sir.
The whole sentence. So thanks for that. Okay. Murulong, you have lowered the hand. You are still raising the hand. 5.3, the Banks Act provided for curatorship, which is limited in scope and did not allow for resolution planning. The Companies Act, on the other hand, provided for business rescue proceedings, which do not give due regard to the nature and complexities of large banks, which had critical functions of allowing the payment system to continue to operate. The Insolvency Act only applied to liquidation and does not recognize depositors as preferred creditors. The committee notes and welcomes that the bill seeks to cure, there you are, Noxie, another cure there.
Maybe the drafters are also doctors, you know.
But Dr. Zakaria is not a medical doctor. He's actually on another, on social sciences, if I'm not stick to the
collapses now.
By introducing a consolidated resolution framework under the management of SAR. Okay, there you are, members. Any comment on 5.3? The shortcomings of those acts, Companies Act, the Banks Act, the Insolvency Act. So this Amendment Act will come handy to fill the gaps that are prevailing in those three acts that are mentioned in the paragraph. Read. Honorable Abraham, I see you're raising there.
Yes, I'm raising for us to go ahead, Chair. We agree.
Okay. For purposes of your attendance, can you change the fee B and write Honorable Abraham? Because this is a formal meeting. Yeah. So that the system does not pick up another name. Then later, when you have to do the tax returns, then the next thing, it shows that you have never attended the meeting the whole year. So,
can I be assisted, sir? Because my this thing is not assisting me. Thank you.
Yeah. But remember,
we are helping. Yeah.
Let IT try to assist you from your side so that when the register comes out, it comes out with your formal name. 5.4, the committee further notes and welcomes that the bill establishes resolution planning for non-banking CIFIs. Any comment? Agreed. Okay.
Sir, can we, is it possible to write the thesis in full?
Yeah, I think somewhere at the back, because this is it's an acronym. Where is it, Dr. Del? The full name?
It's at the beginning of the report. We do all the abbreviations there. When we first use the term, especially under the section background.
Yes, it's
correct.
Non-bank financial institute.
Actually, it refers to systemically.
I see reserve bank. I see financial sector regulations. Hey, Comrade Momo, can you assist? What is this? Anyone from Reserve Bank or National Treasury, can you assist? We can't see where it's...
Honorable Chair, this is...
systemically important financial institution.
It's under the introduction and background, Chair. 1.1.
Yes, it's a standard word, systematically important financial institutions, Chair.
Oh, okay. Okay, there it is. Okay. So there we are. Any response from Treasury before we officially adopt the bill? Mr. Comrade Momo Niat, any comment before we adopt the bill? Momo has disappeared.
Oh,
No comments, Chair. I think our issue today was more, I mean, this is obviously the report of the committee. We're still going to go through the clause by clause, presumably.
Yeah. Okay, there we are. The committee report the bill with amendments. Okay. Can we adopt the bill? Dr. Sope, are you raising your hand?
Yes, I am. I was saying, Jefferson, if you could ask Advocate Jenkins to advise on what the process should be before we even discuss the report. Should we not? Are we not supposed to go through the bill clause by clause and then see the amendments and so on? If you could advise on that, because we don't deal with bills very much, so sometimes the process beats me as well. If you could advise on that.
Is he still in the platform or he has left for...
No, I'm here, Chair. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Chair.
There has been a more formalization since, I think, 2018 when the rules were revised, Chair, and my colleagues are correct. We need to go through the bill clause by clause, Chair. There might be things coming up in that discussion that affects the report, so we do that and then we do the report clause by clause on the bill, then adopt the whole bill, and then the report, Chairperson, as far as I know.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Alan, can you put the bill on the screen?
Chair, I've got the tabled bill that I can share, and then obviously the committee needs to go through the A list. So I'm not sure if I should share the A list or the actual tabled bill. In your hands, Chair.
What's the difference between the two, the A and the what and the B?
Chair, the A, Advocate Jenkins can obviously correct me, but the A informs the B. So the A contains the amendments that will be captured in the new version of the bill, which is the B bill. And the new version of the bill, which is the B bill, will obviously only be corrected once, not corrected, but updated or amended once the committee has adopted the amendments.
Since this is an amendment bill, we're not only supposed to deal with those amendments instead of the whole bill, I mean, the whole act, only focus on the clauses that have to be amended.
Mr. President, if I may assist.
Yes, Advocate Jim.
I've just looked at the rules, Chair. I mean, first of all, this is, as far as possible, the rules say the committee should stick with this. So what we should do is, if we've discussed and deliberated on the bill, and in principle, the members are satisfied with the proposed amendments, then we can go into clause by clause, Chairperson. And where we are now with that, we can look at the bill as introduced, and then the A list contains the proposed amendments that the committee must adopt per clause. So if we get, and we need to go, it is an amendment bill, but we need to go clause by clause on each of the provisions in the bill. Some of the provisions are amended, so that's where the A list comes in. We'll look then at the specific amendment, and if the committee is happy with that and adopt it, that will then go forward and contain in a new version of the bill, which we call the B version of the bill. That bill the committee must adopt as a bill, because all the clause by clause has been adopted, and thereafter report, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Advocate Jenkins. Can you project the A list on the screen, Alan?
Is it visible on the screen, Chair?
Yeah, it's quite visible. Amendment proposed to standing committee, amendments on finance to financial sector, laws amendment bill. Yeah, can go down. Okay, one. On page 4, line 54, to omit paragraph C and to substitute paragraph C and D. Agreed?
Yes, Chair, agree.
Okay, thanks. Next, clause 8. On page 5, in line 18, after financial sector regulator, to insert as defined in section 1, subsection 1 of the Financial Sector Regulation Act 2017, Act number 9 of 2017. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair. Agreed. Clause 32, on page 9, in line 35, after designated institution to insert as defined in section 1, subsection 1 of the Financial Sector Regulation Act 2017, Act number 9 of 2017. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Clause 33. On page 9, in line 40, after designated institution in resolution to insert as defined in section 1, subsection 1 of the Financial Sector Regulation Act 2017. Act number 9 of 2017. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Great.
Clause 34. Alan, can you go back a bit? Yeah, clause 34. On page 9, in line 47, after designated institutions in resolution to insert as defined in section 1, subsection 1 of the Financial Sector Regulation Act 2017, Act number 9 of 2017. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Clause 35. On page 10, from lines 7 to 12, to omit the definition of bank and to substitute bank means each of the following. A bank as defined in the Banks Act, a branch as defined in the Banks Act, a mutual bank as defined in the Mutual Banks Act, 1993 Act number 124 of 1993, or a cooperative bank as defined in the Cooperative Banks Act 2007, Act number 14 of 2007. Yeah, that's about the definition. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair. Agreed.
Okay, clause 51. On page 18 in the proposed section 166D, in line 40, after amalgamation or merger, to insert as defined in section 1 of the Companies Act. On page 18, in the proposed section 166D, in line 42, after compromise arrangement, to insert, referred to in section 155 of the Companies Act. On page 24, in the proposed section 166S, in line 13, to omit amalgamation, merger, or arrangement, and to substitute amalgamation or merger or a scheme of arrangement. On page 24, in the proposed section 166S, in line 29, after amalgamation, to insert or merger. On page 24, in the proposed section 166S, in line 36 after amalgamated to insert or merged. On page 24 in the proposed section 166 in line 38 after amalgamation to insert or merging. On page 24 in the proposed section 166S in line 41 after amalgamated to insert or merged. On page 24 in the proposed section 166S in line 45 after amalgamation to insert or merge. On page 35 in the proposed section 166BA from lines 23 to 26 to omit subsection 2 and to substitute subsection 2 without limiting subsection 1, the financial sector regulators must comply with any reasonable request from the corporation, including requests to determine standards, issue directives, and promote awareness among financial customers of the protections offered by this chapter. Go back a bit. Yeah. So I think we're done with that clause. Agreed,
Chen.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Alan, is this the last clause? Hello, Alan.
Yes, Chair, that was the last one. Clause 41. So the committee should now look at the tabled version of the bill, and then I'll just highlight when the committee gets to those clauses, I'll just highlight which ones have been amended by the A-list.
Okay. Alan, are we succeeding?
Chair, I've got the tabled version of the bill on the screen. Can you see it?
Yeah, okay. There we are. Financial Sector Laws Amendment Bill. So let's go down. The first one is the purpose. Go back a bit. Okay, the purpose is to amend the bill, to amend the Insolvency Act and all those. Any comment on the purpose of, or the rationale why we are amending this bill? No comment. Let's move. So under insertion of Section 22A in Act 24 of 1936, the following section is hereby inserted in the Insolvency Act 1936 after Section 22, liquidation of designated institutions, notwithstanding the provisions of this Act or any other law. The provision of the Financial Sector Act 2017. relating to liquidation of designated institution as defined in Section 1 apply to liquidation and sequestration of the institution in terms of this Act, and the trustee may not, in terms of this Act or any other law, set aside any action taken or disposition by the Reserve Bank in the exercise of this resolution functions in terms of the financial sector. Amendment of Section 35A of Act 24 of 1936, as amended by Section 1 of Act 32 of 1995, Section 2 of Act 104 of 96, Section 117 of Act 36 of 204, Section 3 of Act 19 of 2012, and Section 290 of Act 9 of 2017. Any comment? Agreed? Okay. Are we agreeing to that amendment?
Chairperson.
Is it Advocate Jenkins who also want to raise it?
Yes, Chairperson.
Yeah.
If I may have a moment, please. Let me just start my video, Chairperson. Okay, so what we're doing as staff chair, we just, with each provision that the committee now has agreed to, we will mark them. Unfortunately, Chair, I need to say this to the committee because these are the rules that we have to apply by. But as I said, these rules, and I'm looking at NA Rule 286, Chair, and it says as far as possible, the committee must stick to it. And I'm also just very mindful of National Treasury, Chair, that might want to say something about their proposed amendment while the committee is going through it. So, Chair, if I may, just to help the process, if one can just go to the clause and if there's a change, we will, as staff, we can just say, well, this is the change that we have now adopted. We've adopted those changes in the A-list. And if Treasury can then make a submission, should it be necessary, because members might want to take questions, Chair. I don't think it's necessary to read the whole provision every time, Chair. I mean, even myself, as someone that spent my nose in law books since 1989, Chair, when I read something like amendment on Section 35A of Act 24 of 1936 as amended by Section 1 of Act 32 of Chairperson, it's very difficult actually just to think what it's meant by it. So I think if we can look at the provision as a whole and say, well, this is what it's doing, or if a member has a question, Treasury can explain it, because this is a very technical legislation. Treasury can explain it, or I can explain it. As I said, I'm here till 10, and I'll be back in about 40 minutes after that, Chair. Just as a suggestion, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. I think we agree to Advocate Jenkins' guidance, honorable members. It will enable us to move faster. As you know, that we have got a very tight schedule in the NA, so that we don't spend the whole part of afternoon, of this morning here. But of course, we have to give thorough attention to what is amended. Thanks, Advocate Jenkins. Section 35, there's an amendment of Section 83 and all those other sections. Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
Oh, Scotton, you have joined. Welcome.
Yes, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the next amendment, Alan.
Okay, so the first two clauses are done, Chair, so committee should be on clause 3 now. I'm highlighting clause 3.
There's clause 3. Where's the amendment? Okay. Do I agree with clause 3?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Let's move to the next clause. Clause 4.
Agreed.
Where
is Zanen? Who's going to call a bunch of people? Who's going to call a
bunch
of people? Who's going to call a bunch of somewhere.
They call it Mambiza.
maybe so she just left the jacket, otherwise she's scared.
Section 5. Agreed?
Agreed, Chen.
Agreed.
The next section. Alan, I'm going to adopt that section 5. We're going to section 6.
Yes, Chair, sorry about that. My screen keeps on jumping, so I'm trying to control it on my side.
Okay.
Chair, may I come in, Chair?
Yes, Comrade Mom.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members. Morning. Chair, we have got our staff, Janine. If it makes it easier for you, she can quickly talk on each clause, if you like. We are here to help members. And I think as Advocate Jenkins was saying, just bear in mind that when you're adopting this clause, you're doing it with what you've adopted just now, the changes against this bill. So just to be clear on the process, Chair. But Janine is here, and she's our legal eagle to guide members if you needed to come in.
Okay. No problem, Comrade Momo. We were with Janine last week. She took us through.
Yes.
Was it Wednesday afternoon? Was it Wednesday afternoon? No, it was Tuesday.
Yes, it was last week, Chair.
Yeah, it was last week, but it was around, the meeting was at 4. So she managed to take us through all the amendments, and then members asked clarity seeking questions, and she and the team clarified us. So in case there is a clarity seeking questions, members will ask those questions, and she and the team clarify. So that we don't go back like we did last week. She was quite helpful last week. Section 6, clause 6, do we agree?
Agreed.
The next clause, Alan, 7. 7, section of 54 of the Banks Act, 1990. This section does not apply to a banking resolution. Those are the amendments. Agreed?
Agreed.
Section 8. The following subparagraph to set off against any amount. And those are the amendments. Agreed?
Chair, sorry, Talent, just to bear in mind that clause 8 was amended with the A-list.
Oh, okay. A-B-B. Okay, section 9, clause 9, repeal of section 68, 69, 69A of the Act of 1994. There it is. Agreed.
Agreed.
Clause 10. Substitution of 89A. Fair administrative action. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Section 10, 11. Where's 11? Okay, dash 11, section 91 of the Banks Act 1990 is hereby amended. Go down, Alan, to the next page. There's the amendment. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. Section 12, the Mutual Bank Act is hereby amended by substitution of the following heading. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 13, section 29 of the Mutual Bank, the deletion. Agreed. Repeal of sections. Those are the sections.
Agreed. Agreed.
14.
You agreed. Agreed.
Go down, Helen. 14. Repeal the insertion of section 78A of Act 124 of 93. Agreed.
Agreed,
Chen. Thanks. 15, the insertion of after section 78. Those are the sections. Agreed.
Agreed, Chen.
Agreed. 16, section 8, 1081, are hereby repealed. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 17, there we are. Section 92 is hereby amended by the substitution. There's the amendment. Agreed?
Agreed,
agreed.
Agreed. 18. Okay. Amendment of sections of Mutual Banks Act. There's the amendment of section 18. And then substituted by those sections that follow. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. 19. Insertion of section 93A, 9B. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 20. Section 5 and 6 do not apply to designated institutions in resolution. There's an amendment of arrangements of Act 28 of 201. Agreed. Next page.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. Section clause 21. Amendment of section 1 and all those that follow. Repeal of section 24. Agreed.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 23. Insertion of 30A. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 24. Go down. 24. Okay. 30 is cooperative banks as designated institutions. Amendment of section 55. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Where are we? 25, amendment of section 8. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Thanks. 26, amendment of section 81. Sorry. Agreed.
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 27, goes down and then to the next page. Amendment of section 112. Agreed.
Agreed.
And section 113. Agreed. 29. Amendment of section 114. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 30. Amendment of section 128. Agreed.
Agreed too.
Agreed. Clause 31. Amendment of section 3 is amended. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 32. Amendment of section 60.
Agreed.
Agreed. 33. Amendment of section 64. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 34. Amendment of section 1. Agreed.
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 55. There we are. Those are the amendments. Okay, go down. Yeah, 35, substitution of section 9 of amendment of 7 of Act 9 of 2017. Agreed?
Agreed, sir.
Agreed, too.
36, substitution of section 9. Agreed?
Agreed.
37. Amendment of section 28. Agreed.
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 Amendment
30.
Of
26. Yeah, no, thanks.
Okay.
36 of 8 9 of 2017. 38. Clause 38. Amendment of section 27. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 39. Amendment of where are we? Of section 28. Agreed.
Agreed.
Substitution of heading to part 6 of chapter 2. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. 41. Insertion of sections 29A and 29B. Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. 41, insertion of 20, now we're going to 42. Amendment of section 30, agreed?
Agreed to, Chair.
Agreed. 43. Amendment of section 30.
Agreed to, Chair, you're correct. Alan got it something. It's fine.
Okay, agreed. 44. Substitution of section 91. Agreed.
Agreed to, Chair.
Agreed.
45. Amendment of section 105. Agreed.
Agreed.
46. Amendment of section 109. Agreed.
Agreed.
47. Amendment of section 129. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. 48. amendment of section 134. Agreed.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed. 49. Insertion of section 135A. Agreed.
Agreed too.
Agreed. 50. Go down, Helen. There you are. Insertion of chapter 12A. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. And 51. Okay. Insertion of what is this? One is quite a long clause.
Yes, Chair, I think just to help, if Teboho or someone can just indicate where clause 51 ends on what page, instead of me jumping through all the pages.
27, go down. I think it's quite a very long clause, it looks like. Yeah, there you are. There's the amendment. Yeah, go back a bit. Yeah, there you are. It's quite a very long clause. Amendment of section 214, agreed?
Chair, just to also note that this was amended in the A list, clause 51.
Okay, thanks. 52, amendment of section 248, agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. 53, amendment of section 250, agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. 54, substitution of section 265, agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed. 55, amendment of section 267, agreed?
Agreed.
56, substitution of section 285, agreed?
Agreed.
57, amendment of schedule 2, agreed?
Agreed.
58, amendment of schedule 3, agreed?
Agreed.
59, amendment of long title of Act 9 of 2017, agreed?
Agreed.
60, amendment of arrangement of sections of Act 9 of 2017, agreed?
Agreed.
61.
amendment of section 52 agreed.
Agreed, sir.
62, there's the short title, agreed.
Agreed. Agreed.
And then 63, a new amendment on 63. Memorandum on the object of the Finnish concept. It goes as far as 62. And what follows is it, what is it, Alan? Is the memorandum? It looks like we are done with amendments, unless we might have skipped another clause, which I'm not aware.
You know, Chair, I think it only goes up to clause 63, and then everything else after that is the memorandum.
Okay, there we are. So we have to adopt the amendment bill and the report. I think that's the understanding that from the guidance that came from Advocate Jenkins. So, Alan, do we first adopt the bill then the report? Is that the logic?
Yes, sir. The members have to adopt the bill and then only then go to the report.
Okay. Thanks, Theo. Now that we have gone through all the amendments in the bill, can a member move for the adoption of the bill?
I move for the adoption of the bill.
So the mover for the adoption of the bill. Any second?
Seconded, Chair.
Seconded. And then Dr. George, I see you are raising your hand.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I would like to reserve the position of the DA, please.
Position of the DA reserved. Let's move to the report. Any mover for the adoption of the report?
Chair, if I may come in.
Yes, Comrade Momo, before we adopt the report.
Yes. So, Chair, just to be clear, members are adopting the bill with the changes in the A bill, as Alan has been saying. That's what you're adopting.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Advised by Advocate Jenkins. Yeah, you are still in the platform, Comrade Mom. You can go ahead.
No, thank you. I just wanted that just to be clear for the report, for the record. So I think you've clarified it, Chair. Thank you.
You are welcome. Or Janine still want to come in before we are moving towards closure. Or she's also happy. Any other thing from Treasury before once we adopt the report will be done with the business of the day.
No, Chair. I think that we're fine. Thank you, Chair and honourable members.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Let's go to the report. Any mover for the adoption of the report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
Mover for the adoption of the report. Any second?
Morolong seconds.
Honourable Morolong seconds. And then Honourable George, Dr. George.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to reserve the position of the DA. Thank you.
The position of the DA is reserved. That should be recorded. Okay. What is the next item? Done with all. Yeah, closure. Are there announcements before we close? Agenda meeting. Alan Tebogo.
No real announcements, Chair, but this is the final meeting
of the committee for this term. I think the committee is only back sometime August, if I'm not mistaken, mid-August.
Yes, August.
Oh, this is the final meeting now.
For this time.
I didn't look at my program. Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks to honorable members, Treasury, Reserve Bank, the support team. I wish you all the best for the winter, the harsh winter season. At least I'm in Malamulele. It's relatively warm throughout the year. So I feel for those who are in Cape Town where it's very cold and in Kredog. So
I wonder when are we going to be invited as the committee to come to Malamulele?
Malamulele is in Kruger National Park, so we are going to hold the meeting there by Punta Maria Gate. While we are seated there, we'll be watching lions and other animals roaming in the Kruger National Park.
Let it come.
Yeah, so thanks very much, also colleagues from Treasury and Reserve Bank. We'll meet again in August, but if in between there will be other business that we'll have to attend to as the committee, we'll let you know. Thanks very much, colleagues. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.